The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
With the gospel for eternal salvation, was there a difference in what was presented during the time of Christ and when the church started after Christ's ascension? Did the Apostle John and the Apostle Paul have different gospels? Let's think about that today here on Grace in Focus, and we are delighted that you're joining us. Grace in Focus is the radio and podcast ministry of the Grace Evangelical Society. Find us at faithalone.org. There you can find out about our online seminary and our subscription-free magazine and many other things. That's faithalone.org. Now with our question and answer discussion, here's Bob Wilkin along with Mike Lee.
Today we got a comment from Dick on YouTube. He was responding to a message from Zane on the Upper Room Discourse in John 13 through 17, and he feels that there's nothing in there for us today. He feels that John was the apostle to Israel, but Paul is the apostle to the Gentiles, and that Paul's the gospel for us today, not the gospel you find in John, which is seems like a number of issues here. I don't know if you want to comment on that.
Okay, well, the big overarching issue is some people hold the view that there was a dispensational change. That's a change in the way God deals with people between the end of the law of Moses and the beginning of the church age in Acts chapter 2. Or some people would say they're mid-Acts dispensationalists or late-Acts dispensationalists. But whenever the church, you think the church was born, that's when the change occurred. And some of those people say the saving message that was given in the Old Testament or even in the Gospel of John has now been superseded by the Gospel of Paul.
Yeah.
And they specifically pick Paul. They don't pick Peter or James or Jude or the author of Hebrews. They pick Paul. And so they pit the Gospel of Paul against the Gospel of Jesus. And they will say the Gospel of Jesus was for Israel, like Dick said, but that the Gospel of Paul is the gospel for today. And what I say about that is sadly misinformed, because the Gospel of John was not written 400 B.C. It wasn't written in 30 A.D. during the ministry of Jesus or 32 A.D. during the ministry of Jesus. It was written somewhere between 45 and 65 A.D., well after Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. And it wasn't written as a history book to tell us how people used to be born again. It was written to unbelievers during the church age to tell them what they must believe in order to be born again. So what Dick is saying is that the Gospel of John is incorrect and the Lord Jesus is incorrect, because the Lord Jesus was not giving a message for today. He was giving a message for yesterday. And John got it wrong. And ultimately, Jesus got it wrong too, because Jesus should have corrected us. And he should have said, now, by the way, this is the message for Israel for today. But as soon as I die and ascend to heaven, there's going to be a new age. And during that new age, in order for a Jew to be born again, then it's something new. But the problem is, John didn't write that in 33, before Jesus rose.
Yeah.
He wrote that, I would say, in the mid-40s, but most people think the mid-60s.
Yeah.
And John never said, by the way, this message changed.
Okay.
So either Jesus or John or both needed to say this message would change. And by the way, Jesus chose 12, and he trained them. And he gave them the Great Commission. And by the way, the Great Commission is found in Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and Acts.
Yeah.
All five books have the Great Commission. It's slightly different in each one. Sometimes it has an evangelistic bent, as in Mark, but mostly it's a discipleship bent. But in any case, you have the Great Commission in all, and Jesus sent out the 12 to both evangelize and disciple people, right?
Right.
If the message changed, wasn't he obligated to tell them what the new message was going to be? How could he leave them with the wrong message?
Yeah, interesting. But also, why would the Apostle John even bother to write this book if it was already not applicable for today.
Right. If the people he's writing to need to believe whatever Paul's gospel is in order to be saved, and that's different than Jesus' gospel, then ultimately there's no reason to even write the Gospel of John.
Yeah, but I guess he's operating on the assumption that somehow Paul is saying something different from Jesus. Is that true?
No, that's not true. Look at Galatians chapter 1. This is where Paul defends his gospel of justification by faith alone. And he says in verse 10, "For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I please men, I would not be a bondservant of Christ. But I make known to you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached by me is not according to man, for I neither received it from man, nor was I taught it, but it came through the revelation of Jesus Christ." He was given his saving message by Jesus on the road to Damascus. And as well, he was in Arabia for 3 years, and when he was in Arabia, he was taught by the Lord, and he would have gotten further instruction, but he got the saving message on the road to Damascus, and after he came to faith, he started preaching Christ in Damascus, and they had to let him down, remember, with a basket. There was a threat to kill him, and he goes to Jerusalem. Now he's preaching Jesus in Jerusalem, and what he was preaching was justification by faith alone.
There are a couple of Grace Evangelical Society regional conferences coming up soon. First, August 16th through 18th at Bismarck, North Dakota, Eternal Treasures, a study on rewards for the faithful followers of Jesus Christ. Also, Dallas-Fort Worth, October 25th and 26th in East Dallas at Ridgepoint Fellowship. There is more information and a brochure on each of these at our website, faithalone.org/events. So please come yourself or invite others who are close by. Find out more, faithalone.org/events.
What he was preaching was justification by faith alone. And you see it. Look at Galatians 2:16. Paul says, "Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ, even we Jews have believed in Christ Jesus that we might be justified by faith in Christ and not by the works of the law, for by the works of the law no flesh shall be justified." This is the same message as John 3:16. Instead of talking about everlasting life, he's talking about justification, which is being declared righteous by God. That occurs simultaneously with regeneration, being given everlasting life. Paul also says in Ephesians 2:8-9, where the word gospel is not used, but he said, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast." That's the same as the message of John 3:16, John 5:24, John 6:47. So the problem with saying that somehow Paul's ministry supersedes Jesus' ministry. Now, I think Dick says supersedes John's ministry or John's gospel, but it's really not John's gospel. It's Jesus' gospel, right?
John's gospel is Jesus' gospel.
Right. So ultimately, we need to decide who's the Lord of the church. Is it Paul or Jesus?
Right.
If it's Paul, then we shouldn't call it Christianity. We should call it Paulianity or something. I think that this view that somehow Paul has a different message is terribly misguided.
Yeah, and we have a resource from Zane Hodges, "Did Paul Preach Eternal Life?" So Paul did talk about eternal life too, right?
Right. He said, "Did Paul preach eternal life? Should we?" And his answer is yes, he did, and he gives examples. Get a concordance out and look up the expressions eternal life or everlasting life, which are the same in Greek, but for some reason the translators sometimes call it everlasting life, sometimes they call it eternal life. Look it up and see if it ever occurs in Paul's epistles. And you'll find it does a lot. And Paul says exactly what Jesus said, that whoever believes in him will not perish. For example, 1 Timothy 1:16. Paul says that maybe you can read it.
1 Timothy 1:16?
Yeah.
"However, for this reason, I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show all longsuffering, as a pattern to those who are going to believe on him for everlasting life."
Notice he says they're going to believe on him for everlasting life. That is exactly what John 3:16 says, John 5:24, John 6:47, Everlasting life occurs many other times in Paul's writings. So yes, I encourage you to check out that short book, Did Paul Preach Everlasting Life, Should We? And I think, has that been incorporated into a larger book, I think?
Yeah, you also get The Atonement and Jesus, God's Prophet, both by Zane.
So you can get all those at our website. And also in my book, The 10 Most Misunderstood Words, I have a chapter on gospel, which goes into more detail here. But ultimately, Scripture can't contradict Scripture. So you have to ask the question, why does the Gospel of John exist at all if it's not telling us what people must do to have everlasting life? Why even include it? In other words, there would be no reason to give this if this is some history book on how people used to be born again, but it's not effective today.
Right.
And by the way, it takes a lot of guts to say that John 3:16 is not true any longer. Isn't that what the point would be?
Right. Yeah, I guess you ignore everything in the Gospel of John and you got to find something in the epistles, even though they're consistent. They agree with each other.
Yeah. The Apostle Paul was taught by Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
He met the risen Jesus. That's how he can be an apostle, because he met the risen Lord. So to suggest that Paul was changing the message that Jesus gave, it's just boggling my mind. I can't understand how anybody can go there. To say that I follow Paul, Paul himself said in 1 Corinthians, we shouldn't say, I am of Paul, I am of Apollos, I am of Cephas, or even I am of Christ.
Yeah.
We're Christians. We're not breaking off into some divisive separate group.
And then I guess this view also kind of neglects who Paul was writing to versus who John was writing to.
Yeah. Paul was writing to believers. John was writing to unbelievers. Look at John 20:31. So, Dick, I appreciate your question. I'm glad you watch our YouTube videos. I'd encourage all of you to go to YouTube, Grace Evangelical Society. Mike, you're the one that releases these videos. What do we release? Two or three each week?
Yeah, two or three.
Monday at 11, Friday at 11.
And right now, we're also on Wednesday at 11.
And so check it out. By the way, we delight in your comments. The comments you put in our comment section, you don't have to agree with us, put comments in there. We love people to put in disagreeing comments, and other people will interact with you, and there will be discussion going on. That's all fine. So thank you for sending that in. I know you have good intentions talking about Paul's message, but I hope for sure, Dick, that you know that by faith in Jesus, you are secure forever. The Apostle Paul certainly taught that. It sounds like you believe it, and if so, I rejoice with you in that.
And remember,
keep grace in focus.
Be our guest and subscribe to our 48-page magazine, 6 issues per year, also called Grace in Focus. It's free by emailing your name and snail mail address to ges@faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. Maybe you've got a question or comment or feedback. If so, please send us a message. Here's our email address. It's radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. And when you do, please make sure your question is as succinct and clear as possible. That would be a great big help. On our next episode, is Romans 10:9 and 10 a great evangelistic passage? How should it be used? Join us, and until then, let's keep grace in focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.